You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Linda Petterwood, Australia's leading instant transformation specialist, dedicated to helping people live empowered lives. She does this through empowerment coaching, workshops, and presentations. Linda is also an author, columnist, and successful business owner. Linda, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. It's nice to be speaking to you.
Likewise, Linda, and thanks for coming out today. So why are you described as Australia's leading instant transformation specialist? Let's get started there.
Okay, well, because somebody described me that way once and it stuck. But on a more serious note, some of the clients I've worked with have had certain challenges and problems in their lives for years. A lot of them have tried different therapists with little or no improvement. So it is a pleasant surprise to them how quickly change and improvement can happen and their life is transformed.
And how do you achieve these great results?
Oh, certainly. Well, firstly, I would probably have to say because of my passion for helping people enjoy life more, and secondly, because of the powerful tools I use. I've studied extensively in the fields of human potential and personal development and mastered many, many therapies. I put together the best of the best to help people become empowered while realizing every person is unique and therefore requires an individual approach that best suits them. I do not do band-aid therapies, and what that means is I do not deal with the result, but the cause of the issue. I'll give you an example of that, Eric. So a person is not achieving consistently in life, and they keep self-sabotaging. You may have heard of that. So I'll give three examples. A person finally has all the money they were after, maybe through an inheritance or a win or whatever, and then they go and blow it all. Or secondly, they get the man, woman of their dreams, and then they go and do something really stupid and end the relationship. Or thirdly, and this is a really common one, the person loses all the weight they wanted to, only to put on all that weight again and some more. So I uncover the beliefs, or in other words, the cause of the self-sabotage. They may not believe they are unworthy. This is the person with the challenge or problem. They may not believe they are deserving, they may have low self-esteem, may not love themselves, they may not believe they need, for somebody with weight, they may think they need the protection of that extra weight. This is because of abuse perhaps that occurred when they were a child. Beliefs determine life experience, and most people's beliefs are disempowering and not empowering.
So Linda, what specific beliefs would help an entrepreneur be empowered?
Well, I'll share with you in a moment seven beliefs that help entrepreneurs be empowered. People may want to take some notes, as these beliefs will help them achieve their dreams and help them overcome obstacles easier than ever before. Now, some of these seven beliefs may not necessarily appear to be true for the person, and that is because they don't believe them yet. However, they produce useful results when you adopt them or a person adopts them for their new beliefs. Now, we all believe other things that are not true, such as, or some people do, I'm a failure, I'm not good enough. It is now time to override those beliefs. So these new seven beliefs can be a bit uncomfortable at first, you know, a bit like a new pair of shoes. So I suggest people try them on, and just like a new pair of shoes, they are destined to become comfortable over time. So I hope everybody's ready for number one. There is no failure, only feedback. Now, what we say, there is no such thing as failure, only feedback, and the feedback is useful results. Every result gives you information. This information is needed to correct your way towards a desired outcome. There are only actions and consequences. Now, consider how many inventions, for example, we enjoy due to the inventor having this belief. As Thomas Edison famously said, I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways it won't work. Believing in failure negatively impacts self-esteem and confidence, which are two key components in empowered entrepreneurs. Now we're ready for number two. Anything is possible. There are no limits. If you can dream it, believe it, and take action, you can achieve it. That is exactly what Dr. Wayne Dyer wrote a whole book about called You See It and You Believe It. The Wright brothers' dream of flying would have seemed laughable to most people until 1903, when they achieved what most thought was impossible. Now, a little tip, don't share your dreams with dream crushers. Share them with dream supporters. Share your dreams with entrepreneurs who have an open mind or people who will support you while helping you with constructive ideas and encouragement. Okay, number three, I accept personal responsibility. Successful people know they are responsible and accept the full consequences of their actions and behaviours. If you can accept and firmly believe this, you are in a good position for real accomplishment of all your aims and goals in life. You know the buck stops with you. There is no one to blame, as blaming makes somebody or something else responsible. Blaming takes away your power to be able to change the situation. Accepting responsibility puts you in the driver's seat. Number four, I continually raise my standards. I completely agree with Tony Robbins about the importance of raising your standards. The only person you need to be better than is the you of yesterday. Don't compare yourself with anyone else. That is pointless and leaves people feeling inadequate. As human beings, we are designed to grow. So make that growth be in the way you raise your standards. Number five, I keep learning and growing. Top entrepreneurs keep accessing, absorbing, and incorporating new information that will help them have the edge and learn how to do things better in less time with less effort. They join business associations and clubs, and they network with other skilled people to learn their secrets of success. Top entrepreneurs, they attend seminars, workshops, use a coach or mentor, and always gain some new knowledge. They know that education is a lifelong process, which is one of the best investments they can make, investing in themselves and gaining experience. Number six, I am open to everything. I am open to new ideas, new ways of doing things. I am open to other people's feedback and exploring different ways of doing business. This belief allows for maximum flexibility with your approach to everything. It gives freedom to how you think, what actions you take, how you perceive something should look, how long it will take, how profitable it will be. It goes on and on. A rigid branch snaps when pressure is put on it. When that branch has flexibility, it sways and adapts. Are you adaptable and open to you in your life and business? Seven, I have self-belief. This is a number one priority to support all other beliefs. As you believe in yourself, the confidence to take the actions required will continue to grow. Self-belief helps overcome the fear of failure, intimidation, and apprehension, and can minimize procrastination. As you focus on your achievements, skills, and talents, you'll feel better. Self-belief will be growing. Your past successes will lead to future successes. Even if you don't have all these beliefs yet, don't fret. Just try them on and experience how much more empowered you feel. A great suggestion is to focus on one new belief per week and notice the positive changes in your life.
Today we are joined by Linda Petterwood, the founder and CEO of Lotus Empowerment, a coaching, consulting, and training business here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter, simply at ePodcast Network. Linda, when a person has adopted these seven beliefs, are you saying their lives will be instantly transformed?
Well, great question, Eric. They're a great start and will definitely have a positive impact on people's lives. However, I have found after coaching thousands of people that disempowering beliefs live in the unconscious mind. That is where the root cause of the problem or challenge is, and that is the quickest way to bring about transformation, by accessing the unconscious mind. And that is where I work.
And what types of problems and challenges do you help people overcome usually?
Wow, how much time do we have? It may be that they have hit the glass ceiling, or the fear of failure, and as crazy as it sounds, the very real fear of success. They may have problems with stress, lack of life balance, relationships that are not fulfilling, lack of communication, health challenges. I've worked with many people with cancer and other very serious health issues with great results. I help people with grief and many changes in life that are hard to adapt to. Some of my clients had achieved all the success they were after and still felt empty. And so I help them recover their joy back for life. People with a lack of purpose and passion can regain an excitement for life that they thought had disappeared forever. I would probably sum it up as anybody who wants to enjoy life with more love, peace, joy, laughter.
Certainly appreciate that. And also, in conclusion, do you have one last tip to help people be more empowered even today?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I love wise people, and I particularly love Mahatma Gandhi's philosophy for success. Here it is. Keep your beliefs positive, because your beliefs become your thoughts become your words become your actions become your habits become your values become your destiny. So my philosophy for success in five words is your beliefs become your destiny. So please, please, please have beliefs that help you live an empowered life. Thank you so much, Eric.
Linda, certainly do appreciate your time today. Thanks so much. And I am a believer of our belief system playing a big factor in our destiny. And I really appreciate all the helpful information in these regards today. Tell our listeners where they can get more information accordingly and how they can be in contact with you as well.
Oh, absolutely. Now, they can get a copy of that column or those seven powerful beliefs and other wonderful, there's a free ebook to help people with stress, etc. It's a great resource at my website. And also a lovely offer for your listeners for a 30-minute complimentary consultation. So I really encourage them to go to www.linda, L-Y-N-D-A, Petterwood, petterwood.com.au. Yeah, I look forward to connecting with some of your beautiful listeners.
Linda, thanks for the offer on the valuable resources. And once again, thanks for joining us on Enterprise Radio. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you very much, Eric.
We have been speaking with Linda Petterwood, the founder and CEO of Lotus Empowerment, a coaching, consulting, and training business. Linda is Australia's leading instant transformation specialist dedicated to helping people live empowered lives. And for more information, simply visit lindapetterwood.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.